Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning. We're live. Bill and Jessica Show TV up on our Power TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Wrapping up the 6 a.m. wake up mix on a wet Wednesday. 6:21. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. Mostly cloudy today with showers mainly in the morning. Highs in the lower 70s.
A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. We do have some trending stories coming up at a sec. 6:35 and 8:35. We have Jessica's Celebrity Buzz. After 7 o'clock, what's the longest you've been away from your partner? We'll talk about that. We got a DM in. Also, 7:20 and 8:50, we have phone checks with Clarissa Jenkins. 7:35 question of the day. At 8:20, we have Treasurer Colleen Davis checking in of the Office of the State Treasurer and Delaware Earns team. The Delaware Earns Retirement Savings Program has an upcoming deadline, and they want to remind the public about it. So again, Treasurer Colleen Davis from the Office of the State Treasurer in Delaware. So we'll talk to her a little bit after 8 o'clock. We got the audio vault after 9. So I guess LeBron James made some big announcement, and he had teased it, and a lot of people had speculated he was going to retire. So he made the announcement, and he's not, but he but it's like he teamed up with some what was it, like a liquor or a Fireball or something, Hennessy or Fireball, and he made like some big announcement. I don't do a lot of fact checking, but the news wasn't that he was retiring. Well, FanDuel posted up, and I don't know why they keep it up there, but they posted up, which other outlets did as well, LeBron James is retiring. So when I first saw it, I thought to myself, well, it's FanDuel. So that's a credible.
It's legit.
Yeah, it's legit. Okay. So I shared it. Well, people started like posting and coming at me and saying, oh, you know, fake news, you know, this is not real, yada, yada, yada. Some people believed it, but others were like coming. So I left it up there just to troll.
Of course.
Because I was getting a lot of engagement.
It's funny. Clicks and likes and
so,
talking.
Shout out to all the people who I made their heads explode yesterday because LeBron James is not retiring, by the way, but they did start posting.
Oh, my gosh. I saw him at one of the Bad Bunny concerts in Puerto Rico, and he was on stage with Bad Bunny because he does this set where he brings a house in the center of the stage. And so they're all on the front porch of the house, and LeBron is getting it. I did not know he can sing and dance like that.
Sing.
Okay, LeBron. Yes.
Sing. Really? Wow. Okay.
And he was with the group, and I was like, oh, snap. Okay, LeBron.
Also got to shout out our good buddy, Coach Sean Tucker, of course, Cambridge Outdoor Chester. I'm sorry, former Cambridge Outdoor Chester head coach. He has now been officially hired at Salisbury University men's basketball program. So there you go. Yes. So shout out to our buddy, Coach Sean Tucker. Yeah, they made the announcement. Made the announcement on social media yesterday. Salisbury men's basketball says excited to officially welcome back Sean Tucker to the program. Coach Tucker comes back to SU after a successful stint as head coach at Cambridge Outdoor Chester High School. During his tenure, he was Bayside Coach of the Year 2 times and led CSD to a 1A state championship. So now he's going back to SU. So shout out to him. Last night, Major League Baseball. It was wild. So the Mariners Tigers game was first, and that was supposed to start early, but they were in a weather delay. And they delayed the game 3 hours.
Isn't that nuts?
I think it was a little bit over 3 hours. Are you kidding?
No
can
way.
You imagine? Can you imagine like people pay? I mean, you can imagine the prices and people paying all that money for tickets. Like, what would you? What if it was a Phillies game?
I know. You'd have to stick it out.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're talking about probably like $300-$500 tickets.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there for 3 hours. Yeah. Some sports guys were like, why don't they just move the game? Because they got a day or so to play with if they got to go into extra games. And they didn't. And that's a Major League Baseball call.
Wow.
That's not a Mariners or Tigers call.
Yeah.
So, I guess, would it be worth it if your team won?
Well, they did win, the Mariners, right?
Well, for the Mariners fans. For the Mariners fans. But, yeah, Mariners, gosh, I don't even know. I don't even know if it'd be worth it. Yankees stay alive. We'll get all the scores and all that coming up, but Yankees do stay alive. I didn't think they were going out like that, but we ended up falling asleep, and then I woke up, and the score was, 9-6 or whatever, yeah. And then that was ended up being the final score. But yeah, it was something.
Hanging on.
So we'll see what happens there. Phillies play tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. Well, I'll see what happens tomorrow because it's so late,
I know.
So dumb. Anyway, we'll get into that. But the Phillies got to win. It's a must. If it wasn't a must win the other night, it's definitely a must win tonight. Yeah. If they lose, they're out. So.
Mm-hmm.
627. It's a Bill and Jessica show. Let's do this.
Say what? What? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, here we go. American office workers estimate that 51% of their day goes to busy work.
Busy work?
Yeah, like copying and pasting, writing emails, searching for files. Busy work.
Right?
Not like actually getting something big done. Mm-hmm. Happy National Pet Obesity Awareness Day. Okay. Up to 60% of cats and dogs are now overweight.
That's a high number.
A poll found 35% of pet owners will consider putting them on Ozempic if it gets approved for cats and dogs.
What?
A study found political bumper stickers make you road rage.
The political ones do?
Yeah.
I think they're funny.
And it turns people into road rage magnets. We're much more likely to honk at people if they have a bumper sticker supporting views or politicians that we don't like.
Oh, jeez.
An actual study ranked
Anytime I see, I'll say a political magnet. Yeah. I don't know. For either side. It doesn't matter to me which one. I always think like, oh, God, that person's brave.
Mm.
For either side.
Yeah.
Because I know like how divided everybody is right now. I'm like, oh, boy, they're brave.
An annual study ranked 100 cities to determine the best and worst cities to drive in. 5 of the 10 cities are in Texas. 4 of the 10 worst are in California.
Wow,
Pittsburgh just put up their downtown Christmas tree.
They did. Yeah, like, you know what? The weather's still nice.
Let's just do it.
We're not going to be out there in the cold doing this.
We don't want to wait till it's 30 degrees. So
let's just get it up.
You know what? Let's just get it up. It's already cut down. Let's just get her up. More than 2 months before the holidays, one kid said that they wish the city would have waited until after Halloween. Mm-hmm. But it's up.
They're ready.
One of the guys we work with from the rock station down the hall yesterday, he said, well, Bill, and we always, you know, we talk radio and stuff. He's like, well, a station, I forget where it was.
Don't say made the switch already with music. No way. Maybe
Salt Lake City.
What?
Yeah, maybe Salt Lake City or something, but there was a station that's already gone all Christmas. Yeah. Now
they really are doing the most.
On October the 8th. Now, supposedly, they're switching formats, so this is like a stunt or whatever, but they're just going to keep it. You know, that's like the thing. They're going to just let it go.
What?
But they've already gone all Christmas, yeah.
No way.
Are you guys ready?
Wow. Well, I told you off air, like Amazon Prime Days, apparently that's a thing yesterday, today. And, you know, if you want to start your early shopping, there are some deals on Amazon.
Mm.
I haven't been on there yet, but the kids started sending me links.
I was going to say, let me find out you're shopping on Amazon.
No, the kids started sending me links last night.
But I said,
what's this?
You go on there? Yeah.
I said, what's this?
Are you coming into the...
Yeah, but I said, well, it's Amazon Prime Days and that stuff's on sale.
What are we in? Are we in the 21st century?
That's what I want for Christmas.
Are you coming into...
I said, Christmas?
Yeah. Are you coming into the year of 2025, Jess? Are you actually going to shop on Amazon?
I didn't do anything yet.
Are you? Do you have an account?
I have an account.
Oh, Jess has an account.
No, I've been had on
that. Wow.
I just don't use it that much.
Mm.
I do have an account, though.
The thieves who stole a 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur named Claire from a gas station in L.A. have returned it.
Oh, boy.
Along with the note that says, I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please don't press charges.
Stop.
That's like stealing like one of them big chickens from Rofo.
Oh, it's been done before.
You know those big chickens they have out in front of Rofo?
Before.
Here's a few good news stories. A guy in Australia shared photos after he found a baby koala clinging to a dog's back. Mm. Also, a woman in Missouri was sick in bed for a week, but she's feeling much better. She decided to get out of the house, stop for a soda and a lottery ticket, and won $100,000.
See?
Why can't that stuff happen to us, right? And fun fact, do you know why planes dim the lights for takeoff and landing? It's not to keep you comfortable. It's so your eyes adjust to low lighting in case there's an emergency and you have to evacuate.
Oh.
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
No, I
but,
did
but
not.
But it's not just like to dim the lights, just to like
to get nice and comfortable and cozy. No.